There's actually a doctor who did two studies specifically with infrared saunas. And the first one was with people who had major depression. And he found that just one infrared sauna treatment reduced their symptoms about 50%. And in his second study, he found that a single session, a single infrared sauna session, caused powerful antidepressant effects. And the benefits continued for 6 weeks. So we're not just talking about something that you go into the sauna for your 30 minutes and, you know, you feel great when you're in it and then you walk out and you feel like, oh, like all the problems are still here. What we're finding with this infrared energy is that it's long lasting. It keeps going. And then as you start doing it on a regular basis, you're really going to find a compound effect throughout your life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Each week, I focus on topics related to mental health and discuss ways to help you deal with issues like anxiety, depression, shame, guilt, PTSD, and more. I've spent the last 30 years researching the mind-brain connection and mental health. I worked with patients who suffered from traumatic brain injuries, struggled with anxiety, battled with learning issues, and often worked with families to resolve major relationship and communication problems. In this podcast, you will hear the advice I gave to my patients and the techniques I developed and used to help them find healing. My goal is to give you simple, effective, and practical tips and tools to help you take back control over your mental, emotional, and physical health. Before I begin today's discussion, I want to take a moment to thank everyone who has supported this podcast either by leaving a review, spreading the word, sharing episodes with friends and family, and posting about this podcast on social media. I love reading your reviews and learning how I can make this podcast even more helpful. Now back to today's podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to tell you about one of my mental health brain hacks that I absolutely love and that I have been doing for a few years and that has helped me so much. And that is my sauna, my infrared sauna. I have one at my house, and when I'm at home and not traveling, I have a sauna every single day. This is where I really relax and wind down from the pressures of life. It also is fantastic for just general health. I have also found it helps me with my digestion. It helps with my cardiovascular function, my heart. I can feel my metabolism's improved, clarity of thought. I wake up maybe from a very busy schedule and I don't sleep deeply enough, or I sleep too deeply. Sometimes my eyes are a little puffy or I feel a little foggy, and I find after I've been in my sauna, that really clears up. I just have so much energy after my sauna. So to give you more information and details about this, in the studio with me today, I have Alicia from Sunlight and Saunas, which is the type of sauna that I have, to just talk about some of the amazing benefits of infrared sauna, how the different types of saunas and the difference between a conventional sauna and an infrared sauna and a steam room, and how saunas can help you on a physical level, how you can use it for children. Lots and lots of great information. This is a really exciting and interesting podcast. So Alicia, welcome. And before we dive into the questions that I have for you, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and a little bit about Sunlight and Sauna?
Absolutely, Dr. Leaf. It's so nice to be here. So thank you for including me on your show. We're big fans of yours. So we're excited to talk and answer all of your questions. Yeah, Sunlight has been around for 20 years and we are the leader in infrared saunas. We started the industry. And what's really important about that, I'm sure you've seen that a lot of things and products in the wellness world come and go really quickly. So the fact that we've been around for 20 years and continue to grow not only shows that it's a very well-run company, but also our products are actually working. You know, there's a lot of science behind them and people are getting results and sending a lot of referrals. So that speaks volumes in the wellness world.
Oh, absolutely. Well, personally, I have always been a sauna fan, and for years, everywhere I went to hotels, etc., I would always go and sauna. And then I discovered your infrared sauna, and I searched around, and I chose yours because of the science and did a lot of research myself. And I've had a sauna in my house for the last 7 years, and I sauna literally every single day when I'm in town. And when I'm not in town, I look for the hotels that have an infrared sauna. Otherwise, I have to use the traditional Finnish sauna. And it has made the world of difference to my own personal, physical, and mental health. So honestly, it's something, I mean, there's a multitude of my own personal experiences. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to dive in and tell you my experience. And then I'd love you to unpack, you know, the reasons why I'm experiencing that and ask you some questions related to mental health and so on. So I personally find that I travel 70% of the month. So you get so full of toxins on a plane. I don't eat any of the food on the plane, but you're still exposed to that in that environment. And the first thing I do when I get off a plane and get home is I get into a sauna and I get into my infrared sauna, and I feel so different. That's the one thing. I feel so different. I feel like I've been detoxed, and I know that the immune system has changed, etc. I also find that just daily, when my schedule is very, very demanding, and even though I love what I do, I work sometimes 15-hour days, and my most exciting time is when I can go and relax in my sauna and just switch off, and I can feel from the most busiest days where there's been very high demand, I get in that sauna and my mental health changes. I just start unwinding and relaxing, and I come out feeling so fantastic. Those are just reasons, you know, there's many other reasons why, but those are two main reasons that I feel that my personal experience. So can you talk a little bit to the mental health side of the, first of all, the relaxation after a really busy day? And then secondly, let's talk about the detoxing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important. So number one, relaxing at the end of the day, or how it helps you relax. It's really a fascinating bit of science to think about. So when you go into an infrared sauna, number one, the heat is not like a convectional sauna where you go in and it's really, really hot. And when I say convectional, I'm talking about the saunas where you pour the water on the rocks and it gets really, really hot. It's usually about 200 degrees in those saunas. In an infrared sauna, the ideal temperature is about 130 degrees, so it's going to be cooler. And that infrared wavelength is very, very gentle and nurturing to your skin. So it's almost like getting into the most comfortable sweater and comfortable pants that you just relax in. And it's meant, with sunlight in, it's engineered to be enjoyed versus endured. So first of all, you're getting into an environment that's very, very comfortable. So naturally, that's going to move your body from the sympathetic system into the parasympathetic.
Which is so good, because that's the down regulation system that really does help with mental health.
Yes, and it's where your body rests and relaxes. So when you can get yourself into that state, your body is going to start healing itself. And then there's something that has to do with sweating while you're in that parasympathetic state. So if you go out and you start running, or if you're at the gym and you're sweating from exercise, that sweat actually is going to have a different component in it than a sweat you would get from an infrared sauna. So when you're just completely relaxed, and honestly, when most people get into their infrared sauna, they're usually half asleep because it's so comfortable. When you're sweating at that state, your body can heal more, and therefore you can sweat out more toxins. So not only is it helping you relax because it's so gentle and so comfortable, but your body can excrete more toxins because you're in that rest and repair state.
That's absolutely amazing. Now, I do know that sunlight or the infrared heat that sunlight and saunas provide tends to go to the right down to the level of the viscera and get the toxins that are in the fat around the viscera, versus your conventional saunas that just take it from the surface. Can you speak to that and explain that in a little bit more depth and how important that is for mental health?
Absolutely. And it's such a big difference. Whenever I'm talking about infrared saunas and how they're different from those Finnish saunas or convectional saunas, it really comes down to this. So when you go into a convectional sauna, again, the type that you pour the water on the rocks and it sizzles and steams, number one, you're going to notice it's really hot. And if you try to take a deep breath, it almost burns your nose and your throat. And you can't stay in it for a very long time, because instead of relaxing, you're in a stress state because it's so hot and harsh for your body. And what that heat is doing is it's just heating the air around you. So as you sweat, it's just a surface level sweat. It's just your skin that's getting hot. And that's what's starting to cool you down. When you get into an infrared sauna, again, it's going to be much more comfortable. So you're going to relax, or you're not going to feel stressed in there. You're actually going to feel sleepy and comfortable. The other thing is our bodies actually absorb infrared energy. So if you think about taking a dry sponge and putting it in water, it's going to absorb that water. So when our bodies absorb that infrared energy, it can go really, really deep. So instead of heating the air around you, it's actually heating your body up. It's heating your core temperature from the inside out. And as a result of that, the deep, deep fat levels that you have where we store our toxins are able to heat up, purge out those toxins. So as our bodies, as we gain those toxins, like from traveling or from eating or just from the air that we breathe, our bodies know that these particles aren't healthy, but there's times that we can't excrete them. So in order to protect ourselves, our body is so smart, it builds fat around these toxins. And you can't get it out when you go to the bathroom or just a traditional sweat. So that infrared energy, since it goes so deep into those fat levels, it helps pull out that toxins that you wouldn't normally get rid of.
And that's for me so fascinating, because those toxins, and they build up those toxins build up and affect the whole systematic functioning of the body, which then impacts how the mind is actually working, because it impacts the brain. So the sunlight and sauna definitely gives me more clarity of thought. And I wanted to ask you about that. Do you find that that's also related scientifically to the research behind the sunlight and sauna, that the infrared light, it's actually helping with reducing inflammation by removing the toxins and helping us to think with more clarity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that infrared energy, because it's going so deep into your body, it has kind of this cascade effect about it. So when you raise that core temperature, if you can cause a fever in somebody's body, you're going to get a bunch of effects that come from that. So number one, like we talked about, you're going to detoxify your body. So toxins that have been stored up long periods of time will slowly start to come out. So we've even heard stories of people who quit smoking, you know, a decade ago, and they'll start using an infrared sauna and their sweat will start to smell like cigarette smoke, even though they haven't smoked in over a decade. So you'll get that deep detoxification. The second thing that's going to happen that's extremely important is that your circulation is going to be improved. So as your core heats up, your heart is going to start to work harder in order to cool yourself down. And that helps circulation. So when you have an improved circulation, that's going to help clear your mind. It's going to get rid of that brain fog. It's going to help your skin look really beautiful. You'll get a gorgeous glow. It's going to help with pain relief and inflammation reduction. And that all comes back to this getting the right amount of this infrared energy. And that's what we've patented and perfected in our products.
So you've just described multiple physical benefits of the sauna that actually impact, have a mind-brain connection, quite literally. A mind-brain-body connection. So could you just summarize those physical benefits of it? What you've just said is so very profound, and you kind of summarize what we've been saying so far. Would you mind to do that again? Just summarize the physical benefits of the sauna and link it back to the mind-brain-body connection.
Sure, absolutely. So first, when you detoxify your body, the physical side of that, Dr. Leaf, is that you're actually removing and purging these toxins from your body. So that's number one. From the mental side, when you're removing clutter from your body, that's naturally going to help you think clearer and feel lighter, right? It's almost like in a room in your house, if you removed garbage, you're going to have a much clearer space. So detoxification is not just the physical side, it has a huge mental side as well. So that's number one. Number two, from circulation, again, we have clinical studies on our saunas that shows that it helps with lowering blood pressure, which is huge. We're the only infrared sauna product in the world that has clinical studies that show that. And there's pharmaceutical drugs that are billion-dollar drugs that are on the market with a ton of negative side effects for lowering blood pressure. And here our sauna does the same thing and it feels good with no side effects that are negative. So from the physical side, whenever you're improving circulation, it's, again, your skin is going to be fantastic because your circulation is going through every single tiny capillary and vein and artery through your body. So you're going to be improving your collagen production. You're going to have this gorgeous glow to your skin. Your nails and your hair will grow faster because the circulation is moving through your body. When your circulation is moving through your body really well, your mind and your brain work better. You know, you don't have any buildup. You have things moving. It's like a river. You know, you don't have anything damming or stopping anything up. You get that clarity as well. So not only are you detoxifying, but you're also getting everything moving. So you're going to be sharper. You're going to feel more aware is what I say to people. When I get out of the infrared sauna, instead of feeling worn out or wiped out, I actually feel energized. I feel like I can do something, you know, like there's that high that comes with it.
Absolutely. So that cardiovascular health improvement really does make you kind of almost wake up. And that's what I always find. If I sauna at night, it keeps me awake. So I'd like to sauna early in the evening so that I don't stay awake for too long.
I agree with you. It's my ideal time as well. And then what you'll notice when you do it in the early evening, because it's raising your core temperature, as the night gets longer and it gets closer to your bedtime, your temperature will slowly start to come down, which means you'll fall into a deeper state of sleep because you have a bigger gap from where your temperature started to when you fall asleep. So when you naturally fall asleep, your temperature goes down. When you have that bigger gap, you're going to go into a deeper, deeper sleep earlier.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. And then the immune system, you've spoken about that, the physical benefits of the immune system.
Yes, and that's a really big one because we're getting into cold and flu season right now. And what we found is that this infrared energy that our saunas produce and radiate out help boost your immune system. So that what happens is this energy absorbs into your body on a cellular level and it affects the heat shock proteins. So there are these little proteins that are in your body. When they're really strong, you have a super strong immune system. It's almost like putting a shield on. So having this infrared energy on a regular basis in your body, you'll notice that you're not going to get any colds. Very rare will you get a flu. And if you start to feel a cold coming on and you use the sauna right at that point, you'll notice that it completely goes away.
I have noticed that constantly. It's every time any of my family or my husband or myself feel any kind of symptoms, we get into that sauna and it's unreal.
Yes, I do too. I do the same thing.
And it facilitates if you have caught something and you're not near a sauna, because there are times when we travel away for 2 weeks or something and you do catch something on the plane, as soon as you get in that sauna, it speeds up the process of healing. That's what I found.
Exactly. It's wonderful. And it's just another reason not to take any medications, you know, just naturally making your body really, really strong is a wonderful thing.
It's a fantastic thing. You also spoke about the benefits of healing. So if you have maybe damaged muscles from, you know, stressing your body at sport, or you've got a wound or you've got a surgery wound, can you speak about the benefits there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the family of saunas that we have is called the Impulse. So it's the letter M and then the word pulse after it. And that specific line of saunas are the only ones on the market that have far, mid, and near infrared. So the three parts of the infrared spectrum. So that far infrared wavelength is going to go into your body, and that's the one that's going to raise your core temperature and cause that deep detoxification and cause your circulation to improve. The mid infrared doesn't go as far into your body, so it really focuses on soft tissue and joints, and it's really effective for any kind of recovery, whether it's a muscle tear or a ligament problem or joint issues like arthritis or fibromyalgia. That mid-infrared is going to be your best friend for pain relief. And then the near-infrared is actually delivered through LED bulbs. And there's no heat and there's no light with near-infrared. And our owner, Connie Zach, calls it the vanity wavelength because it has all to do with skin health, It reduces fine lines and wrinkles. It reduces scars. It helps wounds heal faster. It helps collagen production. And it also goes deep into your body and helps inflammation that isn't affected with heat. So sometimes people, after they have surgery, they're supposed to stay away from heat, but they may have some scar tissue or lymphomas building up. And so the near infrared is great for helping reduce inflammation when you first have a new injury.
Okay, so that's fantastic. That's really great information to know in terms of healing. How long should you spend in the sauna?
Mm-hmm. The ideal time is between 30 and 40 minutes, about 2 to 3 times a week. And you could always go longer. You don't really need it, but that's kind of the sweet spot that you should aim for.
Okay. You said something about the healing. Just one thing I wanted to ask you in terms of healing from traumas or physical injuries or surgeries, things, scars. And then you also mentioned something. Would you stay in the same amount of time? So are the programs, because the programs are preset on mine. So do you just follow those programs?
You do. And you could always make custom programs. So if you were really, you know, not comfortable staying in for 30 minutes, you could always go shorter and build up the time, or you can create your own program for the ideal time that works for you. So it's meant to be enjoyed, not endured. If you're enduring it, that means that you're moving into that stress state where you're going to release a lot of cortisol. And that's the opposite of what we want. We want you to go in there and just relax and fall asleep.
That's fantastic. And then your impulse sauna has all three wavelengths. So if you have all three wavelengths going, your skin is getting that benefit, plus your body, your all three benefits are operating at the same time. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I love to talk about the skin benefit just for 1 second, because it's such a fascinating story. And it really speaks to the science behind Sunlighten and the brand. So when we were coming up with the impulse and we were working on the way to deliver that near infrared, again, there's no heat and there's no light with it. And what we found, we worked with a bunch of doctors, and we found that NASA uses near infrared in the space station for the reason that if an astronaut is in space and they get even the tiniest cut, like a paper cut, because they're out of the atmosphere, Dr. Leaf, their body can't heal as fast, so the wounds can't close and clot. Mm. So it could be a really dangerous, almost fatal injury when you're out of our atmosphere. So they found that near infrared delivered via LED bulbs with no heat and no light at 880 nanometers, if you hold it up next to your skin, is going to help your skin heal faster and help collagen being produced. So that same technology that's in a space station is also in our impulse sauna.
Okay, so if you've got the setting on that all three wavelengths are flowing, you're getting that benefit as well. You don't have to only just switch on that. Wonderful. Then I wanted to just, one of your statements that you make on your webpage is very much related to the research and the work that I do in terms of how, as we are in toxic stress, it impacts our cortisol, DHEA levels, our blood flow, our cardiovascular health, our DNA, etc. And you make a statement that there's a very simple way to reduce stress, that scientific evidence shows that infrared sauna therapy helps the body maintain healthy levels of cortisol.
Correct.
And you said while cortisol levels stay the same or rise slightly during a sauna therapy session, they drop immediately afterwards. And then you've shown that it's been clinically shown to reduce the systolic and diastolic blood pressure, which you'd mentioned already. So you mentioned about the cortisol already, and I just wanted to just talk a little bit more about that and then link it back to how important this is for mental health.
Sure. So cortisol, again, that's the stress hormone. So as you're in a really stressed state, it's going to increase in your body. And over time, that in itself, even though your body makes it, it's toxic. You can't have high levels without bringing it down. So, and in our lives, because we're so busy, so we wake up in the morning and, you know, people have children and they take them to school, and then you go to work, and then you leave work and you get your kids, and then it's dinner, and then you think you're relaxing in front of the television, but you're getting a ton of blue light that's going to keep you awake, and you've got work on your mind and all these other things. So we really don't get in that state of deep relaxation where cortisol can come down. That infrared energy helps to reduce the amount of cortisol in your body almost absorb it or detox it out. So you're getting a clean slate. So you'll find that there's this really relaxing state with it. So again, instead of walking out and feeling like you just went 10 rounds in a boxing ring, you get out of your infrared sauna. And even though you're really, really sweaty, you actually feel clean and light. And it's that healthy kind of, okay, I can handle this and I'm relaxed for the first time all day. And clarity that comes with it. And there's studies that have shown, there's actually a doctor who did two studies specifically with infrared saunas. And the first one was with people who had major depression. And he found that just one infrared sauna treatment reduced their symptoms about 50%. And in his second study, he found that a single session, a single infrared sauna session, caused powerful antidepressant effects. And the benefits continued for 6 weeks. So we're not just talking about something that you go into the sauna for your 30 minutes and, you know, you feel great when you're in it and then you walk out and you feel like, oh, like all the problems are still here. What we're finding with this infrared energy is that it's long lasting. It keeps going. And then as you start doing it on a regular basis, you're really going to find a compound effect throughout your life.
Sometimes when I'm in the studio all day recording podcasts or on the go traveling to conferences, I find I need something to help boost my energy and help me focus. That's why I love Four Sigmatic Coffee and Blends. Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit our immunity, energy, and longevity and help us live healthier, more enhanced lives. The coffee is made with 100% organic Arabica beans and does not taste like mushrooms. Get 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase today when you go to foursigmatic.com/Dr. Leaf or use the discount code Dr. Leaf at checkout. That is DRLEAF. What if I told you could double the power of whatever you drink to wake up and energize your brain? My friends over at Bio Optimizers have created a special recipe for you that helps boost brain performance in the morning. They have a product called Primogen V and then Primogen M. You'll be buzzing without jitters or any negative side effects. And they're running a special promotion for you at www.biooptimizers.com/leafbrain. You can get an additional 20% off from the normal package price with the coupon code DRLEAF20. Fantastic. So what I have found is that mind and body. So we're doing body stuff here that's impacting the mind. But what I have found very beneficial is because I work on the mind, and the mind is 99% of what we are and our body is 1%. So what I found very effective in the sauna is to use that time to do my detox routine, which I've developed called the 21-day brain detox. And I find that that is one of the great places to do my detox routine, which is a sort of 7 to 15 minute process where you literally are using your mind to detox your brain. And I have found that having thinker moments, which is something I teach as well in all my materials, where you just basically let your mind wander and daydream, I have found that very effective in calming down my mind, helping to detox my brain, dealing with the challenges of life. And what's been so exciting is that that's very sustainable, because I agree with you, if you're feeling low or feeling frustrated, getting into or a little bit depressed, which is normal, we all go through that, it's a human condition, the sauna will definitely help. But I have found the sustainability comes from really getting into some mind work as well. So is that something that you have ever explored?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a huge meditator. So when I go into the sauna, I always think of that session as a healing session for myself. So number one, I'm feeling it, right? It's physical. I'm feeling this wonderful, comfortable heat that makes me relax, and I can feel my shoulders drop down and I can close my eyes and breathe slower. And then I just start thinking about how nice this is that I'm doing for myself, and I'm taking time from my day to do something good for my body. And I think about all of the, not only toxins that are physical, not only the chemicals, but I also think about detoxing negative thoughts. what can I get rid of today that I keep thinking about? Is there a fear in my mind that isn't doing any benefit to me that I can detox in this session? What do I not want to bring with me when I walk out of this sauna? And when I do that, again, like my session is so clear. And we have these beautiful chromotherapy lights in the sauna. So you have a colored, I always do like a deep, maybe like deep, deep blue, kind of indigo color. So it's very, very gentle. And it's just a healing, wonderful experience for me by the time I leave.
That's fantastic. Well, that's pretty much what my 21-day brain detox takes people through. And that's really worked so well in the sauna. I'm going to ask you some practical questions quickly about the sauna. We've spoken about a recommended sauna session being around 30 minutes, you said. Are there any protocols or things that people should know prior to adding infrared saunas to their routine, like making sure to include electrolytes, if using a sauna daily, that kind of thing?
Yes. So number one, hydration is key when you're adding sauna sessions to your lifestyle. So not only do you want to drink during or after your session, you also want to drink a lot of electrolytes prior to your session. And what I hear often, Dr. Leaf, is that people will start to use an infrared sauna and they'll make a comment that they don't get sweaty. And usually that comes down to the fact that they're not properly hydrated. So drinking water and electrolytes and something very low sugar prior to your session will make you sweat and detox more during your session. And then having a really clean, good beverage after your session is going to rehydrate your body with really good nutrients. So before, during, and after is key.
And to keep those drinks around the healthy sugars like stevia and that sort of thing, not the sodas.
No sodas, no Gatorade. Stay away from Gatorade.
Is there a time that is too long in the sauna? Because sometimes you can sit in that sauna and so relaxing that an hour and a half can go by and you're so relaxed.
You know, I would really say anything over 40 minutes is not needed. You're not getting any additional benefits by staying in longer than 40 or 45 minutes. Will it hurt you? It will really make you really, really dehydrated, and it'll be hard for your body to recover because you're sweating so much.
Okay, very good point. Differences between types of saunas, and you briefly mentioned the type. If you can just quickly summarize that between the infrared versus the traditional sauna and steam rooms.
Steam rooms. We'll start with that one. So steam rooms are the bane of my existence because. Our water source is so unhealthy in the United States. There's so many chemicals. There's so many different awful things in our water. I've even read stories that almost all tap water has trace amounts of antidepressants in it because people put them in the toilet to get rid of them and then we're drinking them. So when you go into a steam room, you're sitting in tap water that's steamed out, that lands onto your skin, and then it is absorbed into your skin and can go directly into your bloodstream. So if you are not getting super, super clean water, which none of these are, that's what you're absorbing. So it's almost like drinking tap water, but at least if you drink it, it goes through your digestion and is filtered out a little bit. When you sit in a steam room, there's no filtering. It's directly into your system. So that's the steam room.
Wow.
The convectional sauna, again, is very, very hot. It's usually about 200 degrees. And that heat is only heating the air. So the sweat that you get is just a skin level sweat. It's not very detoxifying. It's just hot. Infrared is not heating the air around you. It's actually going to heat your body. It's going to absorb and raise your core temperature. So when you sweat, it's much more detoxifying. And there's a study that showed a sweat analysis from a traditional sauna and from people who exercise. Their sweat analysis was 97% water and 3% toxins. An infrared sauna sweat will be 80% water and 20% toxins. So it's much more cleansing for your body in infrared. And then again, infrared is so much more comfortable than a traditional sauna.
Oh, it is totally. It's different. It's honestly so much more comfortable. I agree. Do you recommend taking a cold shower or getting into a plunge pool in between multiple sessions or just basically straight after one session?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that really depends on each individual person. So if you have any kind of heart issues, I don't recommend doing cold plunge anytime because it just could be too taxing on your system. But there is some studies showing that using, after you leave the sauna, to get into a cold shower or a cold plunge will really help shock your system and boost that immunity, which we talked about, which is really good. For some people, an ice bath is too harsh. So even if you do a cool shower, you're going to get that effect. Okay. Yeah.
And then you've also spoken about the fact that it can help things like fibromyalgia and joint pain. And then obviously also issues like arthritis, I assume it can also help with those issues.
It does on a holistic level. So you don't have to take all the medications that are associated with those conditions, because you're warming yourself up from such a deep level into those joints, and you're getting blood flow to even the tiniest capillaries. So that helps reduce inflammation. So using infrared sauna on a regular basis, you'll definitely notice a huge decrease in the amount of pain and flare-ups that you have.
Absolutely. Oh, that's very, very good to know. What I'd like to do is use it in the morning when I wake up, and it really reduces, like, you know, if you've had a really busy time or very, maybe sometimes too deep of a sleep or not enough sleep, and you can be quite a little bit puffy in the face or your eyes, or you feel that fogginess in your head. So I found it's incredible to do that, to reduce that. And then I've also found it very helpful if I've got a very, very long work day, a lot of productions, TV productions days where I'm just going to be working very, very intensely intellectually as well. I found that when I jump in the sauna, my day, I just can handle so much more.
It's true. It's true. And along the lines of that, I will say that people always also use it when they can't exercise. So either they have an injury, or they're just not someone who likes to go to a gym, or it's not comfortable for them. Because it's helping increase your cardiovascular system, it's a great tool in weight loss. So I know for me, I had an injury and it was so hard not to exercise, but by using the sauna, I could feel my heart rate increasing. So I was still getting that physical and kind of mental blood flow, which made me feel better. And then helps you heal faster. So it's a great thing to do in the morning to get your blood flowing.
Blood flowing and then weight loss. Okay, related to weight loss, there's lots of different information all over the place about how many calories you burn per session. And I know you've got that on your site as well. Can you clarify that? Because there's so many different numbers.
There are so many different numbers, and it's something we have on our website, but I will say that it's really different for every single person. So I don't want to be held to this number. I think burns about 600 calories in 40 minutes or something. But again, that depends on the size of that person, their height and their weight and their current physical activity and all of that.
And
so that's just a general number.
Yeah. So it could be
exactly.
Anything. Could be anything.
It could be anything. But it just in terms of raising your cardiovascular, it's a passive cardiovascular workout. So that alone will help burn calories, which will help with weight loss.
Absolutely. And balancing the body, which is so important as well. Are saunas safe for children? And what's the youngest a child could start using a sauna, and for how long?
That's a really great question. And we work with a lot of autism societies because there's a lot of people who believe that autism is caused by a toxic overload in a child's body. So what we tell people is usually starting about a year of age and to stay in the sauna for a minute for every year that they're their year of age. So if they're 2 years old, to stay in for 2 minutes, and you could do it throughout the day. And if they're 6 years old, stay in for 6 minutes, mm-hmm. and up to about the age 16, and then their bodies change. So younger children don't sweat like adults do. So you don't want them to go in for a 30-minute session.
Absolutely. I see there's a lot of clinics now around the world that are using infrared saunas for medical purposes, and a lot with the autistic children and people that are just battling in general. So it seems to be becoming part of a clinic's thing as well, which is great.
It is. We're actually in a lot of cancer centers because it helps give that hyperthermia. So cancer cells don't like heat. Mm. So it helps, number one, make people feel better. So it's going to take away the aches and pains that come with taking chemotherapy and radiation. It's also going to help again with that main brain fog and clearing that out. And then from what we've heard, so I'm not a cancer expert by any means, but from what I've been told, that cancer can't survive in hot environment. So helping increase your core temperature will make whatever medications you're using more effective.
That's something that I've read a lot about, and I've actually recommended to a lot of people that I know that have had cancer, and the feedback has been amazing. So the other thing is just in terms of digestion and bloating and helping with, you know, just bowel symptoms and that sort of thing. That's because I often find if I have any of those kind of reactions to maybe food or whatever, that it's really helped me. Is that a standard benefit that you've discovered?
It is. And I hear people talk about it all the time. They'll tell me that they go into the sauna and all of a sudden they have to go to the bathroom. So again, when you're in that relaxed state, whenever you can go into that parasympathetic state, your body will naturally start to heal. So it will improve digestion to get nutrients through your body. It will improve any kind of waste because it wants to move it through, right? It wants your body to heal. And again, that circulation is being improved. So everything's going a lot faster than when you're in that cortisol stress sympathetic state.
Yeah, which freezes everything. So it actually then, instead of us going into a freeze state metabolically, it actually releases that metabolic state. And okay, that's amazing. That's what it's actually doing.
Yes, exactly. So it's so wonderful. And when you think about all the things we talked about, from sleep to digestion to pain, and the medications and pharmaceuticals that are associated with those are dangerous, they're addictive. And here's something that is going to be addictive in a good way, you know, with all good benefits that you get.
Definitely addictive in a good way. I love my sauna. Just a couple, just in closing, how can people learn more about the benefits of your infrared saunas and how to best use a sauna and where they can learn more about Sunlighten?
Mm-hmm. So the number one thing is to come to our website, which is sunlighten.com. And there's a bunch of information there. You can chat with us. You can call us. It's 877-292-0020. People can also email me directly. I'm alicia@sunlighten.com. And that's alicia@sunlighten.com. And anybody who mentions Dr. Leaf will get $100 off their sauna between now and the end of November.
Yeah, we'll have all that in the show notes as well, all those details for everyone. So in wrapping up, Alicia, what do you do to boost your mental health? And I know your first answer is get in the sauna. Do you have any? And then you mentioned earlier on as well, things like meditation. So can you just give us a couple of things that you do to boost your mental health?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, this is something I've just gotten into the past couple months, and I absolutely love it, Dr. Leaf. And I recommend that you look into it. And it's ceremonial cacao. So ceremonial cacao is different from cocoa powder. So ceremonial cacao is a single ingredient. It's just the cacao seeds that are roasted, shelled, and ground up. So it's a whole food, and it's a superfood, and it's a food that has the most magnesium from any other plant in the world. And magnesium is amazing for any kind of brain function, memory, concentration, and most people are deficient in it. So several times a week, I'll make a cup of ceremonial cacao, and I really find that it boosts my mood, it boosts my spirits, it helps me see and feel clearer, and that's my number one thing right now. So, several times a week, I'll have a cup of ceremonial cacao from Guatemala, and then meditation for me is key. I start it every single morning, and it really starts my day in a very calm, straight, centered place. So whatever happens throughout the day, I feel like I'm starting centered and strong. I feel like I can handle it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. It's been so fascinating. And as I said, I love my infrared sauna. So thank you for sharing all the benefits and the multitude of benefits and all your knowledge about the infrared sauna. And as I said, you can go to the show notes and you'll be able to find all the details you need about the special promotion and everything about Sunlighten saunas. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you for joining us today. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Leaf. It was lovely talking with you as well.
You know, I talk a lot about how important the types of food you consume can contribute to your brain and overall health. And tea has been shown to really boost brain health, contribute to longevity, and also help reduce anxiety. Ever since I've discovered Peak Tea Crystals, I now incorporate at least a cup of tea into my daily routine, and it's really been helping improve my mental health. Get up to 20% off their teas and free shipping by going to peaktea.life/Dr. Leaf or check the show notes for my special discount. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.